Have you had a rough week in the office? Are you glad that it's finally the weekend? Don't worry, lots of people are feeling the same way and they're increasingly turning to alternative ideas to help them get through the week. From adult colouring in books and yoga classes to mindfulness lessons and meditation sessions, businesses and their staff are testing a variety of stress relief techniques. Here's a very chilled Lucy Carter.
I narrow loose all negative energy.
Sitting around me in a semicircle in a Sydney office building are a dozen men and women. The group includes investment bankers, lawyers and government employees. But as you can probably tell, this is not exactly a business meeting.
As you breathe out, just let it go.
It's an after-work corporate meditation session being led by coach Anjani Helen Gregoriou.
Meditation is just the new thing to help people with their stress, with their overwhelm, with their anxiety, but also with being able to focus better.
Ms. Gregoriou worked as a corporate lawyer for more than a decade before deciding to quit that job and lifestyle.
I had the perfect partnership, I had the perfect job, I had bucket loads of money, but inside I was just empty. You know, there was nothing, there was no substance, and I was physically ill, I was stressed, I was overwhelmed, and it really wasn't working for me. Something had to change, and so someone suggested I start doing meditation.
She now runs workshops and classes for stressed office workers.
I teach a technique called cutting, which is literally cutting from the day, so letting it go, breathing in and breathing out. I teach things like pranayama or energy breathing practices so that you can, it's like switching on and off your laptop, you know, reset, recharge, reboot. So there's lots of techniques.
Class participants say they're thrilled with what they've been learning.
Breathing exercises, just being able to switch from everything that's going on into the present and to be able to focus.
It just removes a busy mind, and so I think when you've got space, you've got more clarity, and for me personally, it helps with me managing our clients.
In Australia, companies like Google, Lendlease and a number of top-tier law firms are now providing meditation rooms and in-house classes to help their staff. Emeritus Professor Barbara Pocock is from the University of South Australia's Centre for Work and Life.
I think it's a great thing for workers to have the option around their working day, and there's certainly good evidence that some of those practices will have measurable physical and mental benefits.
However, she says it's simply no replacement for a good work-life balance.
If you're doing very long hours of work, we now have very, very good research which tells us that they are very bad for your physical health. Your chance of stroke, of heart disease increase if you work, you know, long hours on a long-term basis. So meditation can be a very helpful thing for a whole range of workers, but if you're working long hours, they won't prevent negative consequences. What we need are good working conditions, controlled working hours, work that's not too intensive, not too demanding, alongside programs that help workers keep their physical and mental health in good shape.
And that's the University of South Australia's Emeritus Professor Barbara Pocock with our own Lucy Carter.